The Gemara and the Chosayin says that an Avel is chayv in Kfiyas HaMita, and chayv b'kofa all the mitos in the bayis. I heard from the Rav, he said that the loch of Kfiyas HaMita is a loch in not just the Niga, the Gavra, but it's a loch in the Shem, in the base Avel. There's required Kfiyas HaMita. There's certain halachas that depend on the base Avel. For example, the loch of Talmud Torah, the Rav says it's not just a halacha to study Torah, because of the east of Simcha, Kodesh Misham Sam Chilev. But it's a loch in base Avel, because the Gemara says, Ein Om Shmua Vagoda, but base Avel. It's not just that the Avel shouldn't be learning, Torah shouldn't be learned in the base Avel. And I remember when I was sitting Shiva, I asked the Rav about whether they should learn Mishnah, about the Mishnayas, because the Rav thought that it's a loch in base Avel, and therefore this minig of learning Mishnayas was not correct, because Ein Om Shmua Vagoda, but base Avel. So he told me, when they learn Mishnayas, you should go to a different room. But these are lochas in base Avel. And in terms of the loch of Kfiyas HaMita, the Gemara says on Daf Tesvav that the reason for Kfiyas HaMita is, the Gemara says that Ma'amif and Bar Kapora, Tmus Tiyukni Nasati Bechem, Batem Bavanosechem Hefeftua, Hifchum Eitaschem, Aleh, that somehow the bed represents the image of the person. Tmus Tiyukni Nasati Bechem. And because of sin, which is ein misa below chet, below oven, that it's the chet which caused the misa, and therefore hifchu mitasim, because chet represents the corruption of the tzelem elokim, and that's what kfiyas HaMita is. And the Rav suggested that's why there's a minig to cover mirrors in a house. It's because it's part of, it's substitute, so to speak, for kfiyas HaMita. The mirror, which you see the image of the person, the most yukni, so we don't do kfiyas HaMita because our beds are not, it says, are not reversible, but we cover the mirrors, represents the tzelem elokim, the mus of the person has been diminished.